That was Cat Empire with Sunny Moon. And I am very, very pleased to have Corey Gray on the phone right now. Corey, you went to HSU and you you majored in physics and applied mathematics back in 97. But then after that, you went to go work for for LIGO and ended up getting into black hole research. And now at 2:45 in the morning, you got some really exciting news.
Well, you did your homework. So yeah. So 2:45 in the morning. That's I think it's 11:45 or 9:45 a.m. Stockholm time. We got the news that three of the founders or people who are kind of started LIGO were awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize in Physics.
Which is really cool that they were awarded that, and everybody involved with the project is probably beaming just because of this, right?
Exactly. I mean, I had hopes of going to sleep early and then waking up at 2:45, listening, and then going back to sleep. But I couldn't sleep, and then after the announcement, there's no way I could have slept after that. So I've been up for over 24 hours.
Does anyone who is not the architects or leaders that officially got the prize, do you all get anything besides just a little bit of recognition or?
Yeah, so this is all, it's kind of new to us, for me, just how the Nobels work. Their history is that they only award it to three people at most or less. And so there were thoughts maybe they might change things to award it to the collaboration of LIGO, which includes over 1,000 scientists from around the world. But yeah, that didn't happen. So they picked the three that were the most likely people to assign it to. And but a nice thing that happened in the press conference in Stockholm this morning was that they did mention the collaboration and that there's many other people involved. And they interviewed Ray Weiss on live, and Ray is an awesome person. He's like my hero, and he really is a humble person and really stressed the importance of the collaboration, how other people have really contributed to this achievement.
Oh yeah, it took so many, like thousands of people are involved with the collaboration, right?
Yes. I mean, last time I heard, I think it was 1,000, a little bit over 1,000, but I think we've increased by a couple hundred, so it might be 1,200, but I'm not for sure on the exact number now, but it's a little more than it was 2 years ago.
Did you know that you were working on something that was Nobel Prize worthy whenever you started this?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, this in physics, this is a pretty huge achievement. I mean, last year we thought maybe we would have been awarded it last year. We missed it. There's a certain date that you have to have your achievement happen, and we missed it by a couple of weeks. I think January of 2016 is the cutoff date, and we announced in February of 2016 our first detection. And so we thought maybe they'd bend the rules, and but they didn't. That's fine. And so this year we were like crossing our fingers. We weren't trying to. We'd be fine if we didn't get it, if we had to wait another year or a few years. But, yeah, we were kind of excited that it happened.
All right, right on. Yeah, so bending time, but not rules. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So for people who are unaware of gravitational waves and what they are, I mean, Einstein predicted this 100 years ago, but nobody had ever recorded it at all. But you all basically found a collision of just a pair of massive black holes about a million miles away and just recorded the gravitational waves off that, right?
Yeah, yes. So Einstein presented his general theory of relativity almost a little over 100 years ago. And a year after presenting, he did the math to see if signals that he termed or coined gravitational waves could ever be detected. And doing his work on the back of an envelope, he kind of just said, there's no way that these tiny, tiny wiggles in space would ever be detected. But if you fast forward a few decades, the ideas of huge, large, dense objects like neutron stars and black holes started to, they came on the scene. from Einstein's work. And so with these big, heavy, strong gravity objects, that changed everything. That gave you bigger possible sources that could come from his work. And then, and of course, technology also improves with time. So every decade, I mean, technology is always improving. And so those two main things, you know, knowledge of potential sources, stronger gravity sources, and technology are the things that made it possible. And so, Ray White, I've heard him say it a few times, one of his dreams would be to have that, if he could just sit down with Albert Einstein and just tell him we detected them and tell him what the source was, two black holes. That would have been just something he'd love to do. And
oh,
so it's always a nice story he gives.
Have you ever met what Ray Weiss in person?
Yeah, so the three people who were awarded were Ray Weiss, and he's pretty much the architect, the person who invented the detector that LIGO consists of. And then the other two are Barry Barish and Kip Thorne. The latter two I've seen a few times. Kip Thorne's famous because he helped produce the movie Interstellar. So there's a movie with Matthew McConaughey. He did some of the special effects for the black holes and the wormholes and that. So that's his claim to fame. But I've only seen him. Barry Barish, I've seen him more. But then Ray Weiss, he's like my hero. He's like a lot of our heroes because he's always at the observatory. He's 80. He just turned 85 on Saturday. So this is his a belated birthday present. And he's always out visiting us and he's still doing work. He has so much energy. And I'm hoping that the press conference for MIT, which happened this morning, is recorded and people can see it. Because if you just listen to Ray, he's just so inspiring and so positive. He's very down to earth. And he explains things so well. And yeah, so I on my Twitter account, Quantum of Salsa, or my Facebook page or Instagram, I have a profile picture up right now that's a picture of me and Ray. And so, yeah, he's my hero.
And once again, this is Corey Gray, who ended up going to HSU. You graduated in 97, and you were involved, if people are just now tuning in, with a project that you guys basically discovered gravitational waves, the ripples in space and time. And three of the main architects and leaders of the project ended up getting the Nobel Prize in Physics this morning. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me, Corey.
Definitely. Thanks for calling me and letting me speak.
Of course. I hope you get some sleep at some point. I know if I was in your shoes, I'd have trouble with that.
I'm on it now, Bailey.
Well, the last time you were in here, like a year and a half ago, and we ended up playing a parody of LIGO, like it was an acapella, Science is the name of the group, and they did a weekend parody called LIGO Field of Space, and so I was going to go ahead and get that on for people.
Woo-woo! All right.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, later, Bailey.